Blog Talk Radio.
People's Temple, Reverend Jim Jones, and one of the worst atrocities in California, San Francisco's history. We're going to do that Friday, some interesting things about that. Anyway, on the burps today, excuse me, run a little slow today, blog talk, I don't know what's going on. George Rogers Clark, one of the founders of the Great Northwest, one of the great explorers, and he was with Lewis, Lewis and Clark, great explorers, with Sacagawea, who went accompanied them and helped them stay out of trouble when they came out to ended up at Astoria in Oregon. The guy who built the Suez Canal and then tried to build the Panama Canal, Ferdinand de Sleps, and then of course. This is a canal that which Verdi wrote an opera called Aida, very famous opera. James Garfield, born on this day, was a Civil War hero, a general, and he was became president. He was assassinated. He's part of the Ohio dynasty of presidents, which were Grant, Ulysses Simpson Grant, James Garfield, Rutherford B. Hayes, Taft, William Howard Taft, and Joe Warren. The Harding administration. And let's see, who else was born on this day? We had Tommy Dorsey, the great musician, jazz musician. Indira Gandhi, who was related, was the daughter of Nehru. She was the first, one of the first women world leaders to be assassinated. Both her sons are also were killed, assassinated. It's a very a lot of tragedy with the Gandhi family. And of course, Gandhi himself was assassinated when August 15, 1948, was selected by Earl Mountbatten, who was the Governor General, and he decided on that date to be called a date cursed by stars. And India's had a lot of problems. Jean Kilpatrick, who was from Oklahoma, I believe, she was the Reagan ambassador, Reagan's appointed ambassador to the United Nations, a real hard woman. Roy Campanella, a great baseball player. He was paralyzed. I think he was a catcher. Larry King, who was a talk show host, his birthday today. John Welch, who was the CEO of General Electric and then I think bought NBC. Dick Cavett, another talk show host. Ted Turner, who started CNN, and then dropped it recently. I guess it got too weirdo. And, of course, he started Ted Turner Broadcasting, out of Atlanta. So we'll see where that goes. I think he was married to Jane Fonda at one point, and they got dumped. And then we had Gary Cutler, who worked for NBC before General Electric took it over. Gary Utley had a great voice. Then we had Calvin Klein of underwear fame. Among the deaths today, the great Austrian composer Franz Schubert wrote masses, who wrote symphonies, wrote a couple of operas. He died of a venereal disease. I think he was in his mid-30s. Emma Lazarus, the woman who wrote the words that are carved into the Statue of Liberty, "Give me your tired, hungry, poor," all of that. Joe Hill, who was a radical reformer, and there's a folk song composed, I think, by Woody Guthrie, and Joe Hill was hanged on this date. Stephen Fetchett, who danced in films during the 30s and was called, when they used the term Stephen Fetchett, it's a derogatory term used by the blacks to show somebody who's a sycophant and who's always bowing and scraping before white people. And then Christine Onassis died on this day. She was the only child, the second child of Aristotle Onassis. I think Aristotle Onassis' son also died. Among the events today, we had Christopher Columbus discovered Puerto Rico. We had the John Jay Treaty. John Jay was actually the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He negotiated the first extradition treaty negotiated between the United States and a foreign country. And this one, the Jay Treaty, was between the United States and England. We had Boss Tweed, a corrupt boss of Tammany Hall. He stole $6 million. That's nothing compared to today, compared to what they've stolen and are stealing. He got 12 years in prison. Carrie Nation tried to address the Senate, and I threw her out. And, of course, she was a really troubled woman. And then in 1919, because Woodrow Wilson did not take Senate leadership with him to Versailles, they figured they'd fix him, and they rejected the Versailles Treaty, which ended World War I. In 1959, Ford Motor Company decided to drop the Edsel, which was named after Henry Ford's eldest son. The Edsel now is a classic. You'll see a few of them around. And then on this date, Reagan and Gorbachev met for the first time. Now, also, turns out of our political animals, of course, James Garfield, assassinated president, was born on this date. In World War II, one of the best German field marshals and strategists was a guy named Field Marshal Erich von Manstein. I discovered this that when I was researching him, because his birthday is this month. He was part of the quartet of Rommel, Montgomery, Patton, and von Manstein. Von Manstein was born Lewinsky in Poland. He was adopted by an aristocratic German family named von Manstein. And I guess he became a Christian. So the question is Monica Lewinsky of Clinton White House escapades, is Monica Lewinsky related to Erich von Manstein, whose Jewish heritage was Lewinsky? I don't know if the Brisk circumcised him or anything. We don't know about that. But Field Marshal von Manstein was tried at Nuremberg as a war criminal, and unfortunately I'll try to bring up the excerpt from that trial, because von Manstein supposedly, even though he was had Jewish heritage and he talked about it with his close friends, he considered the Bolshevik Jewish communist politics in Russia had to be exterminated, and he was tried. Von Manstein was tried at Nuremberg as a war criminal, and he was sentenced to 12 years. After that, he advised the Bundeswehr, the new German army, on how to reorganize themselves. Now, there were Jews who fought in the German army in World War II. They were called Mischlings. And one of them, that means half Jewish, and one of them became mayor of Berlin. I forgot his name, and I had this, and of course, it's quite a few of them. Supposedly, Goring had Jewish heritage, and he was accused of that, and they were calling him Meyer, and he denied that. And of course, Hitler had Jewish heritage blood. Heydrich had Jewish heritage blood. And I think there were a few others, and in fact, there may have been some in the Gestapo. Himmler did not, as far as I know. Now, with the Christmas season upon us, we should be aware of the various scams that are going around. One of the worst was this business of, they had it in a video clip of it, a woman who looked pregnant and she had a child. And she was standing on the street corner in Southern California and begging for money. And then somebody followed her and saw she got into a Mercedes or BMW. This goes on all the time. So people should be aware that these hustlers are out there. And it's become easy pickings because Americans are the most generous people in the world. We may not like their politics, but when there's a disaster or whatever, Americans will dig into their closets, their cupboards, their checkbooks, and send whatever assistance they can to help people who are struck by tragedy or disaster or war. And it's unfortunate that charities become an easy pickings by these hustlers. But they're out there, and as I've always said, ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. So be aware, informed giving is effective giving, and I will put some more tips up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site on how to be an informed donor. And, don't be cheap, but if you can help, help people. But again, when you hear this business about partners, I always tell people, whether you're going into business or jumping into bed, first thoroughly check out your partner. There's a lot of hustling going on, especially now with the real estate. And, of course, the buzz phrase is affordable housing and all that. But nobody's talking about the billions of federal dollars that have gone in to provide housing for people who can't afford to get a mortgage and own their own home. So these scams are still going on. The other thing is that if you remember the political ads at this past season, did anybody ask the question, who are these people pushing this stuff? We found out that in one of them, one of the most notorious ones here in San Francisco, Proposition F, and I'll put this up, one of the women who is hustling Prop F, which was to develop San Francisco's waterfront, which is full of toxic suspected nuclear waste, among other dangerous substances. It turns out this woman, she kept talking about affordable housing for families. Well, it turns out this Luby came from South Dakota. She was involved in Planned Parenthood there. This is abortion. And she suddenly shows up in Emeryville, which is across the bay from San Francisco, and she's talking about affordable housing for San Francisco's families, which something doesn't jive here, but this goes on all the time. Another disaster was the Prop 47, which was, I think it was Prop 47, we had several of them, which was to hold doctors accountable, doctors who had alcohol problems or drug problems. And unfortunately, it was overwritten. And whenever people start talking about we're going to set up a data bank, people reasonably get nervous, especially after all the revelations that people, there are people who don't have your best interests and your civil liberties and rights in mind, want to set up a data bank and you be in it. So I can understand that. But it may come back because we're going to have to hold these doctors and medical personnel accountable for the things they do. There are what we call script doctors. These are doctors who push drugs on people. And some of them, one doctor here in Marin County, notorious script doctor, he gave one patient scripts, and we added up when this guy vacated an apartment. There was about $100,000 worth of Prozac and other pills, which this guy shouldn't have had to begin with. But yet the taxpayer paid for this, and this goes on all the time. And, of course, there are doctors who are drug addicts themselves, and also who have alcoholic problems. We'll get into one notorious case involving bribery. But these things go on. Let me see if I can bring up this Nuremberg trial, war crimes trial, with because it's very interesting. We don't hear about these German generals who were prosecuted for war crimes during World War II. And it's something that's of particularly particular historical interest because of the excuse me things that are going on even today with the what do you call this outfit, ISIS, or there's some other names for it. And these people, you know, they get away with all kinds of things, and nobody holds them accountable. So I found this in our archives, and unfortunately we've got so much that we are having a problem uploading it. Now also, the Bill Cosby thing, it's a real tragedy. Here's this guy on the one hand telling people, blacks, that they gotta get their act together. And these questions from women are coming back from his past as early as 1969, where he supposedly drugged and raped women. And this is unfortunate because he's been held up as a icon for blacks who want to lift themselves out of the gutter and out of the ghetto. But we have to keep moving on and be hopeful that there are other blacks out there and other ethnics who, you know, people make mistakes and they should admit their mistakes. What is interesting about Bill Cosby is he's got a lawyer who's known as a pit bull, a guy named Singer, who's also the lawyer for another guy, also named Singer but not related. This Singer, this Hollywood Singer, is supposed to had wild parties involving underage teenage boys, drugging and raping them and all of that. And it's interesting that he has not denied it. And so that when they're in these kind of situations, they try to put the damper on these accusations and the publicity by saying nothing and giving their critics fodder or ammunition to fire back at them. But even if it is true, what he should have said was, I made a mistake, I'm grievous, and I'm going to make amends to these people for the violations of their rights and taking advantage of them and using my public prestige and status to con these people, to con these women. It's unfortunate. These things happen. Now, we have an interesting case here in San Francisco. It's going to come up again, of a employee in the public prosecutor's office who is involved in the Steve Nery case. This guy picked up a young boy on Polk Street, which is known as Polkstrasse, where young boys come work the streets for prostitution and drugs. Anyway, he put this kid up in his house, and he took a brief he was gone for a while, vacation or out of town. The kid stole all of his valuables and then fled across state lines to Nevada. Well, this guy used his resources in the public prosecutor's office to go after this kid and to get his stuff back. And of course, since it involves going across state lines, there's a question of the Mann Act violation here, and we'll bring more of this up because these people are just out of control. It's getting worse. Now, the other thing is, I just learned today that some of these charter schools are being pushed by people who have a gay, lesbian agenda for children. And it's interesting because the charter schools, the people who run the charter schools, are not elected like the regular school boards, where at least there's some accountability at the ballot box. So this is something that people should be aware of. You need to look and see who's pushing charter schools in your neighborhood, and who's sitting on those boards and who's behind it, and what their background is. You're going to be quite surprised. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker. We'll get that interview or that excerpt from the Nuremberg war crimes trial involving von Manstein. And of course, I wouldn't be surprised that Monica Lewinsky is related to Eric von Manstein, aka Lewinsky. So you know, stranger things have happened. And of course, you know, we all have our heritage. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Pony, up to you.
Hey, Johnny, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Fine, fine.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
folks. We'll be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope you get the rest of it. We still have a few more kinks. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. And also, if you're going to Costco or some of these other places, watch very carefully whether the food handlers are wearing gloves, or watch their sanitary practices if they have them. Because we've got a growing epidemic of not only Ebola, but West Nile disease. Hotels and restaurants are having, and people going on board ships are having, experiencing sickness. And you don't need this, especially today, with as far as sophisticated and as advanced as our society is when it comes to health and sanitary practices. So take care, and we'll be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night.